pursuing government contracts, as underscored by the aphorism attributed to Willie Sutton regarding his bank robberies, because that's where the money is, epitomizes the pragmatic allure of the government marketplace for businesses. Indeed, the U.S. government is a colossal entity with a procurement budget that extends into the hundreds of billions annually, representing a substantial market opportunity for companies of all sizes. The motivation for companies like Purdue to engage in government contracting extends beyond the sheer volume of financial opportunities available. Government contracts offer a reliable revenue stream that can be more stable compared to the private sector, especially during periods of economic downturn. This stability derives from the government's ongoing need for diverse goods and services, irrespective of broader economic conditions, ensuring a consistent demand that companies like Purdue can capitalize on. Moreover, government contracts can also serve as a platform for business growth and expansion. For small and medium-sized enterprises, or even larger corporations, these contracts can help in scaling operations, improving technical capabilities, and enhancing market credibility. Successfully executing a government contract can also serve as a testament to a company's reliability and quality, enhancing its credentials and making it more competitive both in and beyond the government sector. Additionally, engaging with the government can provide businesses with access to new networks and partnerships. The complex and varied requirements of government contracts often necessitate collaboration with a range of stakeholders, including other businesses, which can lead to synergistic partnerships that extend beyond individual contracts. Government contracting also encourages companies to adhere to higher standards of compliance and operational excellence. The rigorous requirements for transparency, reporting, and performance in government contracts can help businesses streamline their processes and adopt best practices that improve overall efficiency and effectiveness. However, the pursuit of government contracts is not without its challenges. The process can be intricate, requiring a deep understanding of specific procurement rules and regulations. Companies must navigate a competitive bidding process, adhere to strict compliance standards, and often manage more complex administrative processes than those in the private sector. While the pursuit of government contracts presents significant opportunities for revenue and growth, it also requires a strategic approach that encompasses thorough preparation, robust compliance frameworks, and an understanding of the nuances of government procurement. For companies like Purdue, these contracts represent not just a substantial revenue opportunity, but also a chance to enhance their operational capabilities and strategic positioning in a broad marketplace. Applying this knowledge to small businesses. Applying the knowledge in this book to your business will require many hours of study, preparation, marketing, writing, and pricing exercises. Since many of the readers of this book will likely be small businesses, I wanted to ensure you understood how the government classifies small businesses. In the context of U.S. government contracting, the definition of a small business is a crucial aspect for firms aspiring to take advantage of specific provisions and opportunities tailored to them. According to the Small Business Administration, SBA, a small business is defined not only by its earnings or number of employees, but also by its independence, operational characteristics, and the industry in which it competes. The SBA establishes size standards that vary across industries to reflect the economic differences among various sectors. These standards are expressed either in terms of average annual receipts or the number of employees. A business must meet these size requirements to qualify for federal government programs designed for small businesses, including contracting opportunities meant to foster small business growth and competitiveness in the wider economy.